Let's see. I think today's date is June 8th, 1989.
I think so.
Talking to Sylvie Cottrell.
O'Brien.
Sylvie Cottrell O'Brien. I'm sorry. At Dead Fall Mountain near Ivydale. And Tom King is here too. So, do you mind telling us what year you were born, Sylvie?
Don't know. I'm 81 this coming fall.
81 this coming fall.
And I live in the Dead Fall Mountains.
Where the
bobcats holler and the wall they're on. And I love my home, and I hope to get to stay at it for quite a while longer.
Sylvie, do you know who taught you how to play the banjo, or did anybody teach you?
Gift of talent.
Just learned it yourself?
Just learned it myself.
Uh-huh. How about Janice? Did anybody?
Same way. Mm-hmm. Just gift of talent. Now, neither of us knows a note in a songbook. Their chord in an instruction book, music book. We don't know. We never did. Mm-hmm. But we can pick up these banjos and go ahead and play. Mm-hmm.
Did any of your parents play any music?
They never played. There was none of them never played.
Mm-hmm. Who did you hear play music when you were young? That may have.
Well, at first, music that I ever heard played was a Mastini man. He was young, and he played the Sager Girl of Flying Over England. And I never heard nothing that sounded any better in my life, and I've never heard that played since.
The Sager Girl?
The Sager Girl of Flying Over England. Hmm. And I've tried to find a song, I've tried to find people that knowed it, but I can't never find no trace of it, no way.
Huh. And what did the Matheny man, what did he play, the banjo?
He played a banjo. Uh-huh. And he was about, 19 years old. Hmm. And he played it and sung it, but that's been, I think I was about 8 or 9 years old at the time, and it's too far back, I can't remember, only just hearing him play it. Never did forget it. Hmm.
Do you remember where it was played? Was it in play? Or?
It was right up here in the holler.
Was it?
They lived over here in a house, but the house is gone now, and they're gone too. Hmm.
Hmm. Do you remember any fiddle players?
Well, French Carpenter is about the first fiddle player that I ever took notice to.
Uh-huh. And didn't you learn that John Brown's Body from French?
No.
No?
I learned that. Now, I read a book, a history about John Brown, and I thought that I thought they mistreated him. I thought it wasn't fair. And I just made a song of John Brown the way I wanted it and put it on the banjo, and that's the way I play it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That's a good one. Did Janice play all his life? Did he start pretty young?
Well, he was young like. He made him a banjo out of a holler gum tree. Well, he got till he could play on it, and he wanted something better. Well, he ordered him a banjo and served her a buck, paid $6 for it. Mm. That way back. Well, he played on it a while and he wanted something better. And he got him another banjo. And then he quit. He just thought he wouldn't play, he'd go ahead and craft work. And when he quit, I went to playing and gathered up and got what gift of talent that I know. And then they got to bringing banjos to him to repair and fix up. Well, he'd fix them up and he'd lay on them. He got to thinking he could make a banjo. And he did. And he got the end of these here Buick transmissions and got to making good banjos. Mm-hmm. And I think he made, well, probably between 50 and 75 of these Buick transmissions. And he sold them. He couldn't make them fast enough. And all that we could keep was the ones that he played and the one I played. And that's all that's left of him.
Do you remember how much he sold his banjos for?
He sold them for about $250. Mm-hmm. It was the highest that he ever sold them. Mm-hmm.
Did he ever sell any close by around here?
Well, he sold two of them to Murray Smith. And I suppose they're down there in the Clay County Bank. Hmm. And he'd sell them around, and he got to sending them to in other states. They'd write in for him. He sent two banjos to Canada, and he sent some of them to Texas. Mm-hmm. And they just got to wanting them so fast that he couldn't make them. And he got sick. Cancer got him. And he had to quit it all.
Did he have to hunt all over the country for the Buick transmissions?
No. Every Drake down here on Otter, he was a junk dealer. All kind of old junk piled up. And Gina seen one of these here transmissions laying there. He picked it up and looked at it, and he told Everett he believed he could make a banjo out of it. Everett told him, well, said, if you can make a banjo out of that thing, you can take it. And Gina took it, and he made a banjo that was just like these. Mm-hmm. And they just went like wildfire. He just couldn't. And then the transmissions got hard to get. He couldn't get them. And he just practically had to quit. Uh-huh. You see, there was 56 way back, and they wasn't making them. It was out, you know.
Yep.
This came out of a 1956 Buick.
Mm-hmm. That's when that was made.
Well, this was made in 1975.
Yeah, that's been made a good while.
But the piece...
The piece was 56. Uh-huh. Buick transmissions was the only year that he could find that had these built-in resonators.
I see.
And he made all that he could find, and they had people a-looking and a-hunting for him. Uh-huh. And I reckon they're just about gone. Mm.
Well, they sure have a good sound, don't they?
I like them better than any other kind of a banjo that he made. Mm. For they've already got the tone ring in them.
Yeah.
And the sound. And this is a solid piece of wood. Now this is old sage orange, and this other is black walnut. Mm-hmm. But now it's solid from the tip to the finish.
Mm-hmm. I bet you've been offered a lot of money for those banjos, haven't you?
Now I have.
I bet you have.
But these banjos is at home as long as I'm at home.
Yeah. Don't blame you a bit there.
Yeah, I was offered $700 for that banjo laying right there. And I told him, no. I says, I don't need your money, and I want to buy my banjo.
That's the way I feel about my guitar. Can't be bought.
It just don't. If you have something that suits you and you can do good with it, you better keep it.
Thank you.
didn't know you was gonna do that.
Oh, that's okay.
Where the cows howl and the wind blow free.
Is that one of your tunes that you wrote?
Yeah. Well, I kind of picked it up by in a book that had, you know, songs in it. Mm-hmm. And then I was out there and I kind of like it. Something, me and Gina's put them Mars boys in the music field. They'd come up here and they'd stay till midnight. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'd go to bed and stay till daylight. But they wanted to learn to play so bad, and they did learn.
Mm-hmm. John's a good fiddler, isn't he?
Yeah, John's a good fiddler, but Dave, he's just a scallywag.
He's a good singer.
He's a good singer and a good musician and all like that, but he just went out. But now John's a working boy. Mm-hmm. Now he'll work for his living, but Dave wants to live off of the women. Now, if you're thinking what I'm talking about, Dave, you just have to raise it all.
That'll be erased. Don't worry about that. That's between, that never goes out of this house.
Well.
You should worry about that. And, you know, it's hard. Sometimes the truth really hurts, doesn't it?
Sometimes.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's, that may...
No, like the old time saying, a lie don't hurt you, but the dirty truth does.
Now, Dave has a nice wife and a nice family now. He's
well,
he's settled down for several years.
He's a little bit different. He's kind of settled. Well, he's sowed his wild oats. He's getting up in years, Dave Marcy.
He's probably 40, isn't he? 41, 42?
Without a doubt, he's up in his 40s.
Well, if he sowed his wild oats, he should have a whole field of them.
Well, he has. He's gone scattered around all over the whole country.
What, did you ever play Cherry River Line?
Did you ever play in any other key, Sylvia?
I used to, but Gene's got till he wanted to play in this tuning, and he didn't. He told me to just go ahead and practice, and we would never have to change tunings for nothing, and we didn't. And you can tune your banjo up in this tuning, and the strings will last for years and never die. But you go to tuning and flipping and flopping. First thing you know, you've got a dead key, a dead string, you have to replace it. But this way, these are patent keys. They just stay there, and you don't have to. You can pick your banjo up maybe a month or two apart, and it's in tune.
Do you play every day, or?
I never pick these banjos up, only when somebody comes. Or I go to the Vandella or something. Mm-hmm. Just seem like, I don't know, it just brings back memories, so I just can't take it. If there ain't somebody here.
Yeah. Janis was real special to you, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Well, it's just like this. Now, it was a family that we all stayed together till Dad and Mother died and left us. And I got married, and my husband lived 3 years and died right over there. And I just picked up where I'd left off. And then Janis died and left me, and we would just seem like just together. And of course, it was hard on me. And I depended on him, and he depended on me. We were set in our ways, and we traveled together. Did you know we have these dancing dolls?
Seemed like I remember seeing them at Cedar Lakes a long time ago. You had a couple of, you mean the stomper dolls where you hit the board? Did you not take them up to Ripley at one time? And I think that either you used to play and he used to dance them, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. Or you used to dance them, he used to play. Or maybe you switched them.
I used to play and he'd dance.
Now that's right.
You want to try?
Sure.
Well,
if it's handy, do you want me to hold your banjo or you want me to?
Somebody will have to take the thing.
Well,
I don't like
to
raise up very well. I can raise up, but I'm still afraid.
He looks like a lady killer.
Oh, he looks like, I don't know. I never did like him very well.
Don't you like red hair?
No.
dancer. You may not like him, but that don't mean he can't dance.
He's the best dancer of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
he
so too.
He got longer arms and longer legs, and it seemed like he can throw them and twist them better.
Yeah, I remember you all used to dance these dolls.
Yeah, we used to dance.
I believe we're going to get some more weather.
Well, I do too. I just think it can't quit.
I have just about the prettiest garden I think I've ever raised.
Well, if the gardens does look good, but now if it quits raining, goodbye.
I'm more afraid of that old hail than anything.